I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Oh, a lifetime of things have happened.
A lifetime of things. Nothing's happened.
Yeah, a lifetime of boring stuff that we don't talk about.
Cool.
So,
I feel like a trend in this show is that we go into a break with a plan, and then that plan gets thrown out the window.
It's not a trend. It's just been yesterday and today.
No, and it was last week as well.
That's a trend. But then you love them so much because every time we finish those shows, you're like, that was such a loose show.
I do. I love a loose show.
That's very true. You said nothing about yesterday's show and nothing about today's.
You know that I love a loose show. I love when we step outside the rules of radio, which are 3-minute breaks, talk about one topic, don't go off track. And we do all of those things opposite.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Well, no one else does. That's why it's at 5 a.m.
Message us. So that we can show it to the bosses when
also,
we do get pulled
up.
Also,
we have a bone to pick with one of our 14, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is we've been creating a little bank of the 14's phone numbers.
Who may like us to call them if we're ever at a loss for phoners.
Yeah. It might surprise you, but sometimes people don't respond to our call-outs.
We just like having our regulars to throw to. So if you would like to be on this caller bank, you've got to DM us with your phone number.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who we have so far. Roughly, we have Brad, Kylie, Kirsten, Sean, Maya, Bridget, Glenn, Sarah, Brad, Elias. He's on there. Reneal is on there. He's a regular. Lou is on there. She's a regular. Yeah. We need more.
So if you ever hear any of those callers on our show, you know that we probably didn't get a call.
Yeah. But and that's part. Someone. This is the beauty of the podcast, right? Is that this is the secret radio business.
It's like the green room of our radio show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us coming off. How was that show? We're a band.
Yeah.
And bass was a little bit heavy. I feel like you've toned that back a little bit.
Yeah. I think we missed the mark there.
Yeah.
On what?
Oh, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Timing's a little bit off, Lise.
Sorry, I'm texting Dane.
When the band gets off stage, the band disperses.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Lise. Well,
Is she the front woman? Does she think she just wear a backup? Like,
what?
She's like Freddie Mercury in Queen.
Actually, speaking of Queen, I'm going to a school musical.
I am one.
Oh.
I am Freddie Mercury.
I'm going to a school musical, boy school, girl school combo of We Will Rock You.
Great.
I think it's going to be good fun. Really good fun. I think they're going to do a great job. And I actually can't wait to see the boys performing those musical numbers because usually it's all like, you know, school musicals. It's always very girl oriented. And I think this will be a nice shift.
High school musical, wasn't
it? Oh, God.
That's not how that freaking song goes, Sarah. My God.
Those are great movies, High School Musical.
We're all in this together. Na, na,
na, na, na, yeah. I mean, who didn't want to be a wildcat in that movie?
Yeah.
It was
Who didn't want to be a wildcat and a theatre star? Like
it was what we were watching
a cheerleader and a basketball and a theater. It was, I mean, those kids, wow, the sporty ones who could also talk. Amazing. What a combo.
How often I waited at school for someone to break in a song and dance and for us all to be choreographed in the background.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to be Zac Efron or Hugh Jackman or anyone who's been in those music, but people throw lines to them all the time. Like I would.
It'd get annoying.
And then they would expect you to sing it back to them, wouldn't they?
Yeah. It's like Zac Efron, I think, especially because.
I think he would sing it back to you.
He had his time as that person. I don't think he wants to be that anymore. I think he wants to be more serious and he's like.
Yes, but you've got it like your audience loves you. The thing is, because
you got to be thankful for that role because you wouldn't be where you are without it.
Yes. Yeah. It's like people who like suddenly start slagging Home and Away and Neighbours when those shows gave them their stuff. Mate, I know you're not forever going to be in that role, but you know, we loved you on Ramsay Street. We loved you in the Bay. You just got to take it as part of your story, I think.
Have either of you ever been to Summer Bay?
No, never.
Yes. Well, because it's filmed in Sydney, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
yes,
but it's filmed
on a walk.
Is it Palm Beach?
Cotler Valley, isn't it? Isn't
no,
it right?
It's Palm something. Palm, it might be Palm
it's
Beach.
North Sydney.
Well, because they film all the
it's
beach scenes up there,
Valley.
But
yeah.
then they film.
It's near that cemetery.
No, it's not, Sarah.
You know that beach walk, the big
it's
beach walk.
It's 100% not. That's not where it's filmed. There's no way in Gotten. There's it's.
Can
not.
You talk on your mic?
Nah.
It's not. It's called.
No, I think I'll just keep going.
Oh no, you're not you, Liz. She's like, no, Sarah, it's not.
It's not. Where it's.
Well,
called...
I went for a walk with Nadzi one day that's, along the beaches, and
not,
I thought she said no. Summer Bay's filmed up there.
No. It's Sydney's Palm Beach. It's the it's northern north.
Yeah,
north,
but then they film
Sydney.
All the diner scenes and everything inside
in Redfern
in their studios.
Yeah,
right?
In the studios in Redfern. Yeah.
Oh, get out!
Yeah. So the diner is not actually the same diner on the beach as it is inside.
Oh wow! Mm. So many. What is it? Smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
To get through. But yeah, I back to being a musical. I mean, if Zac Efron. Was on our interview schedule, which he wouldn't be, given we have to get listeners to call it, call listeners for content. I would 100% expect us to start singing at him, and would anticipate he would reply in song.
Do you think? I don't think he would.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he'd be like, oh god.
What if his voice is auto-tuned?
No,
it's not. He's a talent.
I know he's a
greatest showman,
but. Like, you might, some singers
in The Greatest
like
Showman, he's very, like, I don't think, nah. He's very good.
I'm going
very
go
good.
Eat,
if I'm just like, wild cat sing, wild cat singing it. I reckon he'd come
Sarah,
in.
Sarah, aren't you too old? Like, what,
well,
you,
because
we
the
were
girls,
too old
because the girls
for...
have watched it, so now I've kind of oh. had, we were definitely too old for it in
we
its
were
heyday.
Yeah, it was not
but
our
Osmosis,
heyday.
I get why it was so popular.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I think I own two movies on Apple. And one of them is High School Musical. The other is Kevin
Remember
Hart. Seriously
Azzy
funny.
Azzy used to love it too. Still
Azzy,
does love it.
Mad fan for
mad
it.
Fan. But we were too old. And my boys just didn't get, they don't get it. They don't get musicals. It's annoying.
Any? But they like School of Rock.
Yeah, but that you wouldn't call that a musical.
I'd call that a musical.
I mean, it's been performed as musical theater.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. I define a musical as like at high school where all of a sudden they're having a conversation. Next minute, it becomes a freaking love song to one another. Like, that's a musical. School of Rock is about a music teacher teaching children music. It's not a musical.
Wow.
Also, don't argue with me with Jack Black. I know his
Lee's has got rules around what's a musical. Yeah. And
it's not a musical.
They better not teach that
they've
in school because if Lee says
musical.
It's not a musical,
also,
it's not a musical.
They've turned it into a musical, but they're not. They've created new songs which didn't exist in the movie. The movie is not a musical.
So which came first? Was it a musical first
no!
that was turned into a movie or was
absolutely
it?
Absolutely not. It was a movie first.
Was there
I've
any
the
original
musical.
Songs in the movie?
No. No original songs.
Okay.
Other than,
so there wasn't
na, 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 a maths is a magical thing.
That's a musical.
Don't get me started. I'm getting
well,
hot
no,
under the
I
collar.
Mean, I'll kind of, I will go with that, Lee's. Then, if it was a movie before it was a musical, then it's
yeah,
not technically a musical.
It's
not
it's an opportunity
it's not
to
Rodgers
make a
and
musical.
Hammerstein, is it?
No.
What about was Moulin Rouge a movie before it was a musical?
No. Yes, it was. Yes, it was a movie before it was a musical.
Yeah.
And that's a musical.
Coyote
God
Ugly?
Damn.
Was that a
That's not a musical.
That's not a musical.
That's a musical.
It's not. You
that's
can't
not.
Say that a movie
Moulin
that has
Rouge.
Music in it is a musical.
Okay,
Moulin Rouge is a musical. Yes, it's a musical film. Yes, you're right. You're right. And so was,
because
I guess.
Because they start talking and it becomes part of the scene.
The Greatest
that they
Showman.
Sing to each
musical
other.
Musical or movie first?
Movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I was so angry?
Apart.
I was just thinking of Baz Luhrmann films, right? And in our family, we have been mad watchers of Dancing with the Stars. Of course, I couldn't watch the grand finale on Sunday night because I was at Carole King with Mum following a musical. But there were some moments where Paul Mercurio, who's one of the judges,
yes.
who also was Scott
of
in
course.
Strictly Ballroom, the greatest,
greatest
Baz Luhrmann film, he would say lines to the dancers. Like at one point, I think he said it to Kylie Clark. You know, the rumba is the dance of love. You are meant to look at each other like you're in love. And I was like, come back with the line from Fran from the movie, but they just missed it. They just missed it. What missed the opportunity.
What was the line from Fran?
Well, Fran would be like this, and then she'd go right up to Scott's
like
face,
this.
And he'd be like, yeah, yeah, that's it. And then they
Yeah.
I just feel like
they were too young.
Paul Mercurio's just dangling these carrots from
the
lines.
They're too young, Sarah.
I mean, I wanted someone to be like, yeah, do you think we should put the BOGO POGO in there? But they don't seem to appreciate it.
Look at Jace's face. Yeah, blank. No, he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Have you never seen Strictly Ballroom?
No.
Oh, my God, Jace.
It's so funny.
Please, please watch it with Sarah.
No, because I don't listen to you guys for recommendations of movies now, because you try to get me onto that Tom Cruise movie, Brad Pitt movie.
Legends of the Four.
Yeah, that one. And it was so slow and boring that I didn't even watch it all.
Just turn your mic off.
You know what? Oh, good. One button.
Oh, we're back on.
Oh, look, you pressed that the right time. No, please watch Strictly Ballroom. It's just classic Australian
film.
At its best film. Just the jokes, the acting in it. Sonia, that's where Sonia Kruger got her television start. Hello? And nobody's even throwing any Tina Sparkle references out there. Sonia on the show, Sonia and Paul and Todd are all talking about the times they danced together. No one's weighing in. I just feel like it's such a missed opportunity for Strictly Ballroom fans.
Is that a song from the movie?
No, that's from School of Rock.
Oh, okay.
So, nobody can see what you're doing. Yeah, yeah, you know, like.
No, I've seen School of Rock, yes. Great movie.
You've got. Okay, if you've seen that, please. Nah. Please watch Strictly Ballroom and then give it back to me.
Because I don't want to lie to you and say,
you
yeah,
and
sure,
Sarah
I'll watch it.
Are gonna do you're going to do a wedding dance, aren't you? You're going to take lessons and have a wedding dance, okay?
They're not doing it.
Respect the form, respect the story.
See ya. Go. Bye.
And be Scott and Fran at your wedding. Okay?
They don't want to. It's not of their vintage, Sarah.
Yeah. We're going to be Zach and Vanessa.
We're all in this together.
If anyone needs a new superannuation, you know.
We're all in this together. And all their wedding photos are like their hands above each other. What industry super fund are you in? The Strosky Super Fund.
Compare the pair.
That's your hashtag. That's your wedding
hashtag. Compare the pair. All right, here's the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. I'm ready to party. Those Two Girls.
Wow.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. That's what I was waiting to say. But then I was like, is that the word for good morning in German?
Well, it's hello, Guten Tag, isn't it?
Guten Tag.
No, Guten Morgen is good morning specifically.
So Guten Tag. Is that good afternoon?
Guten Tag is hello.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're wondering why we're saying hello in German, it's because we've both lost our marbles over a little TikTok of a man learning languages, and in one particular video that he's uploaded to TikTok, it is him demonstrating the varied ways you can say ambulance in French, Spanish, and then German. Take a listen.
Ambulance. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Ambulancia.
Ambulancia.
And in the video, he's actually crying, trying to say Krankenwagen.
I mean, it's the best. I mean, German is the best.
It's so guttural. I mean, somebody call the, you know, call 000. You want the Krankenwagen?
Yeah, it's so good. We've put that video up on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah.
It's a small thing.
That's
isn't
all
it?
I have to say about
well,
that.
It is.
Oh,
well,
is that over?
I think we do so
that was
much.
A minute 35.
Well, we do so much French stuff with Lise,
I know.
Being our resident Frenchie. It's
reprieve.
Lovely to celebrate other languages
I know.
Too.
We'll extend this for another minute or so because we've got time to fill, guys.
Well, I've been to Germany.
I lived in Germany for 2 months there.
Did I know that?
Yeah. think you. Oh, I mean, I don't. I don't maybe think you can call maybe it living
maybe
in Germany.
I've repressed another modelling memory of yours.
What was you modelling at the time?
Yes, I was. Except my stupid agent at the time sent me there, and it was like the dead season. There was nothing. It was in the middle of freaking winter.
Oh, cold.
So cold in Hamburg when you have to, like, make your way around a foreign city on public transport.
And I was, so did you book any jobs? Like, did you make any money? So what did you do over there?
I was there with my older sister because she'd left a terrible relationship. So it was actually really good because we just, like, we were so poor and we discovered Aldi in Hamburg, and we had the greatest time going, this is the best.
But Aldi back then, I remember going to Aldi in Germany too. Oh, my God, we've actually got a shared overseas experience. But they were always in the middle of nowhere.
And I put her on a model diet and she was like, this sucks. But it was so cheap because it was Aldi and also no food.
Ken pad. Ken extend the break when
very
asked
very little food.
You wanted those a minute, we gave you a life.
Professionals.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Tuesday morning. I'll put your mics on too, sorry. Tuesday morning. This is Those Two Girls.
No one
flawless.
Cares.
I'll tell you what. My entire...
Hang on, was that legitimately the name of the song, Flawless?
It's, no, it's called Anyone. It's by Justin Bieber.
I was saying we were flawless in our delivery out of the songs.
I don't listen to what goes on in the breaks. And out of the breaks.
Wait, do you mean the bit that we're doing now?
All of it.
So you just listen to the song?
No, because I don't even know what they are.
She just called a Bieber song Flawless. It's not. It's Anyone. I love it. I love that song. It makes me sad. Anyway.
Wait, why does it make you sad?
I think just his deep love for his wife, Hailey Bieber.
Oh.
It's a really beautiful ballad.
Why does that
ballad.
Make you sad, though? Wouldn't that make you happy?
It makes me sad because
never wrote you a song?
That you know of, Sarah.
Can we play it? Can we put a Dane?
What would a song Dane that Dane wrote Lee's be? What would it be? Has he actually serenaded you ever once?
Absolutely not. But he did make me a wonderful mixtape. When we were long distance, when I was in New York and he was in Australia.
Yeah.
And it's the very best mixtape. And I knew then and then, Sarah, that that was going to be my husband.
Okay. Oh. When do you guys get sacked? I reckon. But the day that you get, before we leave.
We play Dane's mixtape.
We play Dane's mixtape as all the songs
my
on
God.
This show.
Once when Wills and I were dating, he got out a guitar that was in the corner and started strumming and kind of humming, like as a, I think it was a way
was
to
warn
me.
Was he trying to be sexual?
I think he was trying to be sexual. Mm.
Little did he know how much you hate a man with a guitar.
And
it's
every so often he'll be like, oh, I should get the guitar out and play again. I think,
please don't.
Not around me, mate.
It's not an aphrodisiac.
No, you don't like. You don't want to be that. We've said it before. Want to be that guy at a party who takes the guitar out.
No,
you
just and play Safe Tonight.
Absolutely.
Or Wonderwall.
It's a sure way to bum it right out of the party.
It's also such a focus pull. Like everyone's having a good time. Yeah. Oh no, Josh has got his guitar.
I mean, the opening bars of Save Tonight are great on the guitar.
Yeah, but when you only play half the song, that's what I remember. Don't worry, I got another one. And then they play half of Wonderwall.
We were going camping one night with family and we were in a cabin and somewhere in a party in the distance, a bloke pulled the guitar out and played Wonderwall and another person yelled, shut up!
Save Tonight, though, that has...
Which one do you want?
Save Tonight, because I would like to hear it again, just the opening bars. That's a good one on the guitar. I'm going to say I'd allow that. Wonderwall is a hard no. It's upbeat.
Yeah, but
it's
if, you
in
don't
a major
the, if you don't
key.
Have the drum beat or anything.
Yeah, but
this bit here is
a little bit of a tish. Yes.
But if you're just playing a guitar and your voice isn't like 100% great.
No.
Because what are the opening words?
Like you're like those people who audition for Australian Idol and people have said over the years, gee, you've got a good, you don't. Like nobody's actually said you're mediocre.
Because what are the opening words of Save Tonight?
Go and close the
curtains. Go and close the curtains. All we need
is candlelight.
You and me.
I mean, no light's better.
There, we were meant to talk about something else, I think.
What are you talking about?
We've
a community notice.
Okay. No, we've run out of time now.
Oh,
you're going to have to come
hell.
Back.
Oh, what? This isn't a podcast. This is a radio show.
Yeah, so we've got time limits.
Oh, do we?
Oh, well, what's it? When can I talk about my
later
community?
In the show. No, oh. If you stick around for another 33 minutes.
Oh, why would they after
we'll get
that?
Into it. You tell me, you're the professionals here.
Well, Lisa's got, just hold on, because Lisa's got a
Guys,
story
I've got
from
an
her
incredible
suburb.
Incredible story from my suburban notice board. Our community was up in arms yesterday.
You in know 33 what, you, minutes
and you
time,
know what
we're
people are
that.
Like in those notice boards? You want to hang around. They're the people who pull out guitars at parties.
Shut up, Sarah.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, I've been educated. I've been educated by an American flight attendant who has actually revealed one of the secrets, so-called secrets of their industry, about what happens when you walk on a plane and you see you are greeted by the throng of hosties. Take a listen.
So when you're walking on the airplane and you see our happy smiley face, we're actually looking you up and down and we are trying to find our ABPs. And what that is called is our able-bodied people or person. So this is people who are going to help us in an emergency. Military personnel, firefighters, nurses, doctors. So in case of emergency, like a medical emergency, or we are going to land the plane, or there's a security breach, we know who's on our plane and who can help us.
Firstly, unnecessary acronym in ABPs. Not necessary, just able-bodied person.
No, that Fine. Is a great acronym. Able-bodied person is quite,
I think
does
they
not
speak
roll
a lot
off the
in
tongue.
Acronyms.
Able-bodied person. Of course, that's a great acronym, Sarah.
But did you know you were being judged when you walked on a plane?
That's the big question here.
Did you know that your fitness to assist in emergency is being judged, apparently?
I think I'd be a great ABP.
I am going to walk with a limp whenever I get on a plane now. I don't want to help.
Why don't you
I want to save
help?
Myself. I'm out.
Yeah, but then if you get into the window, the
additional legroom aisle.
Yes.
That's what you want. That's the good,
yeah.
That's so, the good gear
like,
right
Like, what's
there?
The chances of you having to take that window? Also, if you take the window out, you're first out. So...
But they don't give the exit aisles to just anyone. You have to buy. You've got to
pay.
You've got to pay to have an exit aisle now, I think. And then they assess you when you rock up.
So you could pay for it and be unable.
And they could be like, Sarah, you're bunging on that limp.
Yeah.
Okay. We know that you are fully capable of helping it, but I've got children. Doesn't mean you can help. So
I can't believe you wouldn't want to help.
Oh, look, I'm just...
If you were able
I'm
to.
Just joshing. I'd 100%
you
be would, there.
Sarah,
She's
I've
just
seen
doing
you
the
in an emergency.
Thing.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. You've turned it. One moment you're like, I can't believe you don't want to help. Next minute.
We've ascertained that in the case of an apocalypse...
I've actually been in an emergency that time where I fell down the gutter and I skinned my knee through my jeans, hit my head on the curb, and Lee's just laughed. Like absolute fits of laughter. One moment I'm walking along, the next I disappear behind a car. All I hear is Lee's trying to wheeze her way through, are you all right? So in the event
because
of an actual emergency.
You know that I will only laugh when I know it's not a grave incident. I knew you weren't very injured. I wondered maybe if you'd knocked out a tooth. Maybe that was my greatest fear for you, that maybe you were without a front tooth. But I knew that it wasn't a bad one, so I thought my body allows itself to laugh.
Can you imagine how much pressure there would be, though, if you had to help out in an emergency?
Can I tell you, speaking of injuries, sorry, I'm just going to jump across.
Yeah, sure. Also, just quickly, while Lise is telling this story, 131060, if you're a flighty, I know it's very niche, but a flighty who's got some secrets
well, a lot
to tell.
Of,
on ABPs.
A lot of them probably have the time at the moment. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Oh, it's unnecessary.
You know
Jess.
How I do.
You know, they don't need to be reminded that they're not in the air. Okay.
That's what I was doing.
That's why they're going on
careers.
TikTok to let people know how safe it is to fly and how they're looking for the willing people.
My fiance
to help.
Is a flight attendant, so I can say that.
No, she's not anymore.
She's not anymore.
No, she's still.
Is she?
She's just then down. What is it?
She's
downtime.
Yeah, there's been a downtime.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Honestly, you're a terrible spouse.
This is not doesn't bode well for your future marriage.
Yeah. What's the story you want to tell while people are
you
calling?
You know, I've just realised that I do have an affinity for watching people get.
Can you tell this after the air break?
Oh bloody hell! This is the second time in one show that I can't tell you a story. So
no, you can't. 131060. If you're a flight, you want to hear from you, we'll hear Lisa's story in a couple
of
minutes.
No, I won't. I've got two backlogs now. Two stories in bloody backlog.
Well, pick which one's your favourite.
You're not getting any. Good luck to you.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
There is a phenomenon doing the rounds with tweens and younger aged children at the moment that I saw in full force at a birthday party on the weekend that was a movie night. A 10-year-old movie night backyard party.
Was this your kid's
party? No, no, no. But another
Did
friend.
Did they copy your party idea?
It's a, oh, I mean, God. But you know what?
She's a trendsetter.
I know. I'm an influencer.
Oh, my God.
So.
We met your child. Remember, it's about her, not you.
Yeah. Anyway, when it came time to watch the movie, all the kids sat down on their cushions and then they whipped out their poppets. Every single kid there had a poppet. And if you are unfamiliar with what the hell I'm talking about, it's essentially the plastic equivalent of bubble wrap. So
I totally know what a poppet is.
These are...
We'll put a picture of it up on our Instagram at Liz
yes.
and Sarah.
So basically it's like a little, I don't know, kind of like a sensory toy where you pop these semicircle plastic bubbles in and out. Pop, 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 pop. So yep. all through the movie, that's what they're doing. Everyone,
it doesn't
oh my God,
make a,
look at
it
your
doesn't
pop-
make a bursting noise though.
No,
it's
it
just
does a little kind of a
yeah,
little pop.
A little, yeah.
But the birthday girl would have received five varied poppets in there. And my girl said, well, there's wacky trackies, simple dimples. There's a whole host of them. And they sort of range from like $8 to $20 in stores. And what I was chatting about with the dad of the birthday girl was how frustrating it is to not come up with an idea like that. Because whoever invented these ridiculous poppets is now surely a millionaire.
But the thing is, like, there's so many copies. Like, was there an original poppet and then now the $2 shops are doing them?
How long have the poppets been out for? This feels like a new trend
yes.
to me because I haven't seen it yet.
I would
seen
say probably six weeks.
Okay.
Gaining traction.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Get on. We need to build a website. We need to find a cheap supplier overseas. We need to tag them with TTG.
No, nobody's
and sell
buying
poppets.
Nobody's buying poppets.
Everyone said
poppets.
That about fidget spinners. Do you know how many people got rich off fidget spinners
but
by putting
Kmart
like,
does
cheap...
poppets now.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does matter, Jace.
No. You know how many people buy online these days?
So
you can walk into any shop, even beside a Woolies, and they will have poppets.
You've got to walk in. If I'm just sitting at my house wanting to pop it at home.
Everyone's
here we go. Like
them.
It's called the. It's a basic sheet of silicone bubbles.
Yes,
it's the must-have toy in the playground.
They provide a satisfying sort of sensory experience when you push it.
Yeah.
Through
so, like,
and
firstly,
it
was fidget spinners. Then it went to slime. Now it's poppets. To the point where my girl in grade five, apparently, her teacher had said, "You can bring your poppets in for one day, pop away, and then they never come to school again. Like, get it out of
your
system."
Just like fidget spinners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But to invent something.
You don't need to invent it. You just need to sell
that.
It. We can do that, guys.
We're not selling poppets.
You know what? It'd be nice to start
do
something.
Do you guys even want to succeed?
Yes, with our own original ideas. What can we do?
You need investment to make those ideas happen. This is where you get your money to invest.
Oh, we need a starter investor.
Yes.
Who's got $1 million that they want to give Lisa and me
that.
To come
we
up with a product?
We just need to sell poppets.
Oh, sorry.
And then we'll have that money.
I'm going bigger. I'm going to do a drop it. It's just things you drop on the floor and pick up.
Sarah, that's a terrible... We're never going to be millionaires with her.
Well, I mean, you know, back in our day, it was snap bands or slap bands, you know, like basically just hard bits of metal that you would whack on your wrist and it would wrap around. Those were the days.
They were fun.
Those were the days. That's why we were a resilient generation.
What about a yo-yo?
Yo-yos, they haven't made a comeback yet.
No, they weren't.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but...
Why not?
Do you really want to learn how to walk the dog again and swing the baby and all those?
I could never even do the Eiffel Tower.
I can barely even get it back up to my hand once I bloody drop it.
I couldn't put it around my ring finger. That string was always too tight.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
But no, I do want people to go to our Instagram if you can safely pull over the car at Lise and Sarah. Because...
That immediate?
That's a big call to action. Let's start a bit smaller,
stop
hey.
Stop where you're going.
Like, hey, don't switch off your radio.
I need you to look at a photo that I've just posted, okay? It's the photo I've shown Jason and I've shown Sarah. Mm. A photo of some sort of reptile, okay? This was posted, guys, to my community notice board yesterday and our entire neighbourhood was on the bandwagon trying to identify this creature. So a name by the a lady by the name, sorry,
you
of
live
Gabby.
A wild and exciting life.
I know. Okay,
We're on. Someone posted.
Guys, there's a reptile in the community forum. Yeah, gather round.
Well, you will understand why everyone was up in arms once you see this photograph. So a lady by the name of Gabby posted, "Hey, folks."
That's such a community forum name.
And she posted, "Hey, folks. So during a little backyard photo shoot with my kids, I spotted this little guy chilling. He's about 60 centimetres long, definitely not a normal lizard, and I don't want to let the puppy get near it. Can anyone identify it, please?" Now, lots of answers. The community have really rallied, Sarah. Various answered. Someone said, Karen wrote in and said, "Where was it spotted? Put it in a box and take it to the vet." Okay. Someone else said, "Ring the RSPCA."
Oh, hang on, Karen. PCA. Settle down. So now she's got to catch this unidentified lizard. Do you know how hard it is to catch a lizard?
She's in the middle of a photo shoot as well.
Also, busy Karen.
Someone else said, "No, Karen, I wouldn't touch it. Call the snake catcher." Someone else said, "Ring the local reptile bloke ASAP. Ring the..." There was another wildlife hospital. Someone else said, "Poor little guy, he doesn't look like he's had a good run. What is this thing? Can we see a video of it?" Everyone is up in arms.
Do you want me to tell you what I think it looks like?
So what do you think it looks like?
Well, I think it looks like a little tiny freshwater crocodile that's missing its bottom jaw.
Yes. Yeah. So people are saying it's a bloody crocodile.
It is obviously a crocodile.
Do you think so?
That's 100%
too?
A crocodile
baby
that has
crocodile.
A broken jaw.
Okay. So go and take a look at Lise and Sarah. Make your own decision on what this
and
creature
we'll tell you
is.
Tomorrow's show.
Well, is there a resolution?
There is a resolution. Do you want to know it now or do you want to do it tomorrow?
Oh, wait, just give people 10 seconds
okay,
to pull over
put,
and look.
Put some elevator music on. Jace, you should have
you
this ready.
You think I've got stuff just ready to go?
Yes, we do. That is the description, job description of Anchor.
Your job, you need to...
Elevator. We don't even have elevator music.
Less talking, more button pushing. Men should know their place in a workplace.
I've got no elevator music on this system.
Oh, you're fired.
I don't load the music on. If I did, there'd be more variety.
It's a soundbite. It's a soundbite. Google it again.
Okay, I'm going to give people the resolution.
You know what? Actually, I think people have had a time to look at the photo throughout all that.
Oh, no, got
some. Oh! Do you want the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
So after more than 45 comments from local residents, everyone worried that there was a crocodile on the loose or a baby croc, the update is as follows.
45 people on a public holiday in Queensland yesterday on a community forum about a lizard.
The update from Gabby came through several hours later. Right. Gabby writes, "Update. My dad decided to prod it with a stick."
Good one, Dad.
"It's a freaking rubber toy. Scared the hell out of us, but so sorry to cause alarm. It's a toy. It's a dog toy."
Was everyone in the community let down
crocodile.
Or were they happy?
It was a toy crocodile. The dog bit off its lower jaw.
Okay.
So you were correct in your assessment. It was a baby croc with a missing lower jaw, but it was a toy.
Oh, Mum did that in a public pool once. She called the lifesavers over because she could see a syringe at the bottom.
What was it?
A Band-Aid.
Ew. Also cause for alarm.
For those two
disgusting.
Girls.
Cool story, Hansel.
No one says that anymore,
Hansel,
Sarah.
So hot right now.
It's an age giveaway.
Total age giveaway.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about my propensity, I think you could say, for laughing when people fall over. Yeah. I'm not even going to say injure, because if someone actually injures themselves, I would not find that funny.
I was injured and you laughed at me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I headbutted the ground when we were trying that TikTok challenge and you laughed at me.
But that's not an injury. That's falling over.
My head hurt.
I mean,
it's not like if you...
He had to leave for an HIA.
Oh, he did not,
and they ruled
Sarah.
Me out for that.
And you just grazed your knee. That's not an injury.
I ripped my jeans
but
so
that's
much.
That's not
with
an
the...
injury.
There was... What is an open wound and blood?
The point is, guys, I have found the ultimate vantage point at the school cross-country carnival.
Okay. Wait, what does that have to do with
Okay, this? because this is the third year that I realise I'm drawn to the same spot. Okay. And that's a downhill part of the course. Mm-hmm. And every year it is carnage. The kids come down, it's the last 200 metres of the race, so they are picking up speed. And it's downhill, there's divots in the ground, and I'm telling you, there's blowouts left, right and centre. And I love it.
Hang on. So are you laughing when people are injured or are you helping?
I do, like I said,
because you scoffed at me with that flight attendant story about not helping people either, and now we've done a full 180.
I just think other parents, and now I've said it on national radio, will realise that I am clapping for their children when they fall over and go, quick, get up.
It's come so on, Benny.
Entertaining.
You can do it.
When their little knees lock out. Oh, here they go.
Oh, my God, you're terrible.
They don't hurt themselves. They just fall.
That's
they
true.
Pick
Kids
up.
Bounce.
And I am there to say, you can do it. Keep going. But inside, I am thrilled.
I think they'd prefer if you weren't there to say, you can do it. Keep going.
We're going to go.
No,
I've
Jace,
given away
you can
the ultimate
do it. We're
advantage
keep going.
Point.
Okay, we're out.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.